The Blaze Radio Network. On demand. This is Dr. Zudi Jasser on the Blaze Radio Network.
The most notorious ideologues of the radical Islamic movements are all millionaires, billionaires, well-educated. Bin Laden, Zawahiri, Zarqawi, all these radicals that you know of are either engineers, physicians. These are well-educated folks that are not coming out of poverty. So the top of the food chain of the militant Islamists are educated and not poor. The bottom of the food chain, some of the soldiers, the ones that commit the suicide, wear the suicide belts. Some of them may be poor, others are not. They're true believers. They're willing to die for their cause, and they dehumanize their targets. Now, are there those within that are poor? Yes, and I think the best analogy that I wanted to leave you with this week is drug use. Look at the global use of heroin, cocaine, drugs. You'll find that you've got the distributors, the multi-millionaire billionaires who are making money and cash hand over fist, that now we've seen some drama shows from Breaking Bad to Narcos and others that talk about the hundreds of millions of dollars in international money being made by, you know, hundreds of millions of dollars of international money that are being made by business execs, that some of which don't even use the drug they distribute. Some do, but it doesn't affect their productivity, and they go on with our DEA global interdiction agents working night and day to try to get them on crimes. So I if the drug is political Islam, if the drug is Islamist theocracy, the intoxicant of dying for jihad that makes your life redeemable, that allows you to seek redemption into the identity movement of separatist Islam, then the vulnerable become somewhat susceptible to that, as we see with radicalization in prisons, as we see with radicalization from those who've been shelled and pummeled by militant regimes in Syria, etc. So as with drugs on the streets, the drug itself is not directly causing the problem, but it does become a mechanism to wash away the problem. So the viral grassroots spread of the drug can happen as a result of poverty, as a result of psychiatric disease, as a result of familial problems, especially family problems. And I think similarly, the youth that have inferiority complexes, that don't really have an identity, that are estranged from their family or radicalized by their family in a belief that Islam is their only identity, and they don't really have an identity with which to identify with the population that we live in a nationalistic way, in which they would love the military, love the police, believe in the system, believe in this society that protects them equally. No, they reject it. They believe in another utopian version of an Islamic identity. And thus, poverty, a sense of hopelessness, a sense of victimization, is exactly what ends up radicalizing them.
Reform This with Dr. Zudi Jasser. Breaching the fault lines of today. The Blaze Radio Network.